During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's that time of year, or almost that time of year, where having a little extra cha-ching in the bank account would really make a big difference, especially with holidays. So I want to help in a way that I think I can by giving away a $500 Amazon gift card. For a chance to win it, all you have to do is one of two things. Either A, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and send a screenshot to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com, or share it out on social media. Let people know that we exist there with a link to our show through your favorite podcast player so others can go and find the show and listen as well. One of two ways. Send me a screenshot of either and you'll be entered to win. All you got to do is send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, I've recently become a big fan of your show. I've just been listening like every single day at work. My name is Chelsea, and I want to tell you my story of when me and my husband rented a old farmhouse, over 100-year-old farmhouse, in a small town called Cerro Gordo. It's just about an hour west of Springfield, Illinois. The house was built before 19th century, and it was actually moved by a really prominent lawyer in the region. It was right when they moved it right next to the Cerro Gordo Cemetery. And when we were looking for a house to rent, it was cheap. It was out in the country, you know, cornfields. The only neighbor was our landlord, and they were great. And, you know, we could look past the cemetery thing, and we did. Right after we moved in, we lived there for about 2 years. Right after we first moved in, we started noticing kind of some weird things. I did. My husband, he's always been more skeptical, but I have actually come from a family that has intuitions about things, and me and my mom have dreams that come true all the time. Sometimes we'll have the same dream. It's really weird. So, like, I'm very sensitive to things like that. And my husband, on the other hand, he is not. So when I started bringing things up, he was thinking I was crazy. And I almost started thinking I was kind of getting crazy myself. The first thing that happened was my husband had a Visa card that was prepaid for insurance purposes, for prescriptions, things like that. Anyway, he had just gotten a new one and he lost it. He's like, I need it for this doctor's visit. And he's like, I can't find it. And I'm like, well, order a new one. We'll pay it out the difference, blah, blah, blah. So about a month after he had lost it, we had forgot about it. We ordered the new card. We moved on. I was picking up our bedroom and we don't keep anything under the bed. We don't store anything underneath there. You know, there might be some socks. That's about it. I look under the bed and in the dead center of our queen size bed in the middle was his Visa card. And I like kind of shimmy underneath there, grab it out. I go downstairs. I'm like, Michael, what the devil? What? Look, here's the card. And he's like, where'd you find that? I'm like, it was underneath the bed in the middle of the bed. How the devil would it even get there? Nobody knew. After this happened, my aunt came through, blessed the house, sage, the whole thing. And it was quiet. Things started kind of stirring up though a little bit later. Lights would turn on if and on by themselves. I would come home, every single light would be on in the house, even lights to like closets. I remember one time I was a dog. She's a lab and she's very sensitive to things as well. She likes to sit right outside the shower. and she will bark at little things and everything that happens at a little stir in the night. She'll go crazy. But the sink, I get out of the shower, I get my towel, I look over, and the sink faucet, both of the knobs were turned completely on full blast, and it was like spewing out, and it was hot water. And my dog is just looking at me like, I didn't do this. One of the creepiest things, and this actually happened twice, was my dog would, she was staring at the wall, and she would just bark at it, and she was growling, and then she just stopped growling, standing on all four legs. She just peed herself, started whimpering, and ran away. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what is making her act like this? Why is she doing this? And I just kind of brushed it off. Then my stairs, my bathroom upstairs was right next to the steps, and she followed me around everywhere, like I said. And she was staring down the stairs. It was nighttime right before we go to bed, and I'm brushing my teeth, and she's just staring down the stairs, growling. Hair on the back of her spine was just standing straight up, and I'm like, Emma, what is wrong? What is wrong? And she starts crying, standing on all four legs, pees herself again. And I'm like, all right, well, it's time to go to bed. And so we go to bed and just kind of like brush it off. The reason I think that this entity might be a child is because what I'm going to tell you right now is that we had a chalkboard in our kitchen where we could write, you know, grocery lists down, and I had like colored chalk. And the basement was just a cellar with just a washer dryer on it. And the ceiling was an open ceiling, so you could see all the cobwebs and wires and stuff. And I was always very cautious because I had a spider drop on me once. So I was always like looking up at it and noticing it just because I didn't want another spider to drop on me. And one time I look up and there are chalk drawings and all different colors of chalk drawings, but in the rafters. And I am just like doodle scribbles, like little people. I am just standing there. I'm completely kind of frightened, and we don't have children. And I know that he didn't do that. And I know that I sure as hell didn't doodle chalk drawings in the rafters. And I grab the laundry, go upstairs, and I tell my husband, he's like, that's really weird. He starts kind of believing and seeing, you know, starts seeing the same things, like the lights, the faucets, things like that. I was cleaning out my closet, and there was a, kind of a little hidden wall where I found more of the chalk doodles, and I found the actual chalk. There was like three different colors of the just little skinny sidewalk chalk, and it was in the closet. Like I said, we don't have any kids. We didn't do this to ourselves. Very frightening. One day my husband, he was doing laundry downstairs and I wasn't home, and he walked down the stairs, was doing some stuff, and you could see through the, there was no backing on the steps, so you could see straight through the stairs to the wall. And he looks over and he sees a pair of bare feet standing on like the first couple steps, like they're about to walk down. And he's like, what? And he was like, hello, because he knew it was my feet, my leg, because he's like, they were children's feet. And he's like, he ran up the stairs and he grabbed the gun because, you know, he didn't know what was happening. He thought somebody had broken into the house. And I'm like, well, nobody did. He was frightened. And we never saw, but that was the first time we'd ever like seen, and the only time we'd ever seen like an actual apparition, if you will, was these children's feet that he saw. Another time he was putting together a table in the dining room and I was in the kitchen. We were probably 15 feet apart from each other. And he just starts screaming, what, Chelsea, what do you want? And I'm standing there doing dishes or cooking or something. I'm like, what are you talking about? What do I want? He's like, stop whispering in my ear. And I'm like, turn around. And so he turned around, how far away. He got up and he was shaken. And he's like, something was whispering in my ear, Michael, Michael. And that really startled both of us because he thought it was me. It wasn't me. I mean, we did end up moving out when we decided to go back to the family farm for his family, and we moved to Quincy, Illinois, and we bought a house here, and we haven't had any apparitions, things. I mean, I haven't had any issues. Usually, like I said, I'm pretty in tune to things like that. But yeah, that's my story of my haunted Sirikwoodo, Illinois, old farmhouse by the cemetery. And, you know, it never was frightening to the degree where we were like, we want to move or we can't live here. If anything, it was kind of refreshing that it was there and, you know, felt like somebody was always with us. And I'm sorry if I'm rambling on, but I love the show and I appreciate all you guys do and giving people an out, something to share their stories with so people don't think they're crazy like everyone thinks I am when I tell them what we went through. And, you know, I have plenty more stories to tell about other things, but yeah, that's my story.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/real ghost stories.
Hey, got a crazy family? Love hearing stories about crazy families? Then you need to check out our brand new podcast called My Crazy Family, available wherever you get podcasts. Just search My Crazy Family right now, press subscribe, and don't miss any brand new episodes of My Crazy Family. You can even share your stories if you so please. We'd love to hear them. My Crazy Family. Search and subscribe wherever you download podcasts.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
What if you could get more from what you already do? When you're a Shell Fuel Rewards member, you can. When you join, you'll save 10 cents per gallon on your first fill, 20 cents per gallon on your second, 30 cents per gallon on your third, and more savings on every fill after that. Join the Shell Fuel Rewards program in the Shell app and enjoy life with more. Your nearest Shell station is closer than you think.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.